Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Eden.
Hi, Ione.
And hello to the listeners. Welcome to the Polyester Podcast. I'm Ione, and I'm the founding editor-in-chief of Polyester and the author of Poor Little Sick Girls, which is out now, but it's also out in paperback soon, so yeah.
Woo! Woo! I'm Eden, I'm the managing editor of Polyester and the co-host of this podcast.
This is The Sleepover Club, a feminist pop culture podcast. We pull apart the hashtag discourse in the hope of making some sense of it all.
Before we get started, please like, rate, review, and subscribe. Ione, do we have any reviews?
Yeah! So this one is Love You Girls with a little love heart emoji. One of the best podcasts there is, Sunflower Emoji. I mean, I do not always agree with everything, but that's the point, right? Expanding my views with different opinions. Love heart come through. That is by Una Ragazzadi, 28 Annie, in Italy. So I probably said that really wrong. I'm sorry. I love Italy. I love you. I love Italians.
Hello,
love everyone. So yes, please leave us a review.
That.
That's so cute. Yeah.
This is the point of it. Like, you know, we're not supposed to agree with everything that everyone says.
Yeah, I think I'd be worried if everyone agreed with everything. We don't even agree with each other all the time.
No. I think we'll agree today, though.
Yeah, I think we will agree today. So today we are debunking Lucky Girl Syndrome. If you haven't heard of Lucky Girl Syndrome, it's like the new hot TikTok trend. Eden, would you like to describe Lucky Girl Syndrome to us?
So Lucky Girl Syndrome is the belief that affirmative mantras and a positive mindset will bend everyday events in your favor. So basically manifesting your own luck by just believing that you will be lucky and thinking that good things are going to happen to you.
Right. So it's like, this is an article in Harper's Bazaar, what is Lucky Girl Syndrome and does it actually work? Lucky Girl Syndrome is the latest trend doing the rounds online, with the concept being that if you repeatedly tell the universe how fortunate you are, you will be rewarded with that promotion, proposal, or pay rise, depending on what you're wishing for. So it's basically manifestation.
Basically, repackaged.
So like all the TikTok girls are like, be delusional, like, you know, manifest your dreams, be a lucky girl, like, but also a lot of girl, it's more not just that. The angle is kind of like, I am a lucky girl, this happens to me and anyone can be. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
as in it's not people being like, I was really shit, like I had a horrible life and then I started thinking it was good and it became good. It's like people that have been like, I've always been really lucky, like I just always get what I want.
Yeah, people who haven't struggled to achieve what they want in life.
Yeah, and it's like always really weirdly, like, not always, but like it's always such benign things or like childish things. Like when I was 12, I got an A on a test I didn't revise for, and that was when I knew I was a lucky girl.
It's like, okay, yeah, I guess.
And now everything in my life is blessed. So unsurprisingly, and I'm sure most people that listen to this podcast, Lucky Girl Syndrome is not new. This has kind of been pervasive in the last like 50, 60 years of generations. Would you like to talk us through it, Eden?
Yeah, so like everyone's always had this kind of self-belief and their own form of optimism. So boomers had the power of positive thinking. Gen X had The Secret.
What is The Secret?
It was like this book that was just saying the I don't even know. My mum loves it. Everyone's mum loves it. Where you'd basically just tell yourself that good things are going to happen and then they happen. So it's mm-hmm. just like the power of positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then millennials had like vision boards and like trying to manifest your life, good mm-hmm. things happen in your life. And now Gen Z has Lucky Girl Syndrome.
There's also like a really new popular book. Oh, Manifesting Your Best Self by Roxana Fusi. And I've seen like loads of people posting that this month, like that they got it for Christmas or like it's like intentions for the new year or whatever. And I feel like we're so we're like a sponge for this kind of stuff in January in particular, right?
Yeah.
And I also feel like, I don't know, like you would kind of think that manifestation as a practice would have been squashed by the fact that we are on the tail end, fingers crossed, of a global pandemic that none of us would have manifested, and that meant none of us had a good time for literal 3 years.
Did you manifest your way out of the fucking COVID pandemic? No, you didn't. And this is what irks me. It's like all these people are like, just believe it and it'll happen. The power of positive thinking. What about the hateful, evil bitches that are walking around every single day not thinking this and good things happen to them? How do you explain that? Like, if it worked, then you would be achieving so much more than the people who don't even think about this or have never even, that's never even come into their head.
Exactly. And I feel like, so it says in this article, which is Be Delusional, Lucky Girl Syndrome is Gen Z's Answer to Optimism by Teddy Amienba for the Washington Post. So the recent surge in popularity of Lucky Girl Syndrome can be traced to Laura Galibi, a 22-year-old creator who in December posted a TikTok about her charmed life with the caption, "Let's talk about the Lucky Girl Syndrome. There is no better way to explain it than it feels like the odds are completely in my favor. I'm constantly seeing great things always happening to me unexpectedly." Galibi said she attributes her success these past 2 years, from her job as a content creator to her life in New York City, to the power of positive thought. Just try to be as delusional as possible and believe that things you want can come to you, and then come back and tell me it didn't change your life. I mean, it feels so, like, ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Would actually believe this.
Like, so it's basically saying, if you believe in that, then you're basically saying poor people can positively think their way out of poverty. People that have illnesses can positively think their way out of being ill, etc., etc. Like, anyone that's marginalized can positively think their way out of being marginalized and climb up the ranks of like their job and like achieve success. Like, it is such bullshit.
Yeah. And like, I have this whole chapter on like spirituality in my book, in terms of this like new age spirituality that has infected millennials and Gen Z. Obviously this was like pre-Lucky Girl Syndrome when I wrote it. And then a lot of it, like, I know I just said, like, oh, you didn't manifest, we just joked about the pandemic and stuff, but a lot of these kind of like patterns of behavior, of believing in higher powers that bless our lives or whatever, can be traced back to like economically or socially uncertain times, which is obviously what we're living in now, and like people feeling really out of control. Mm-hmm. And so, like, obviously, like tarot cards, astrology readings, like blah 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 blah, all of these things are just trying ways for us to try and like grasp at meaning in our lives when everything can seem meaningless. But then by attributing meaning to a higher power, you're saying that like, if everything happens to us for a reason, then, for example, I have Crohn's disease for a reason. And is it because I'm a shit person? Like, I'm not getting better for a reason. Disabled people are like disabled for a reason. And like, also being disabled, chronically ill, isn't inherently bad, like at all. But this is the attitude that these kind of mindsets take. It's like, well, if you aren't blessed in the way that we consider like society to view as a blessed person, which is skinny, white, able-bodied and cisgender, then you just, you know, there's a reason.
Yeah.
It's not just bad luck. Like, you are a fundamentally flawed person and you don't deserve the life that I have, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's how I interpret it. And people are, they're allowed to believe in this kind of stuff if it makes them happy, but I think you have to acknowledge why good things happen to you, because you're in a position of privilege.
And I think it's really interesting because, like, there's, in all of the kind of like research that you've put out, there's always like, that you've put in our doc, there's always this really like vague references to practicing optimism by reframing your thoughts around a more positive mindset has been shown to build resilience and lead to better health. So, and like a few of the other articles are like, being positive is good for your health, blah 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 blah. None of them are linked out, none of them are like fact checked or resourced, not by Eden, by the article writers. Like, what is this science? What is this research? Like, is it like a fucking Olay advert where it's like, we tested this on 20 women over the age of 50 and 10 of them said it got rid of their wrinkles? Like, what are the size? What is your method? Like, and I think it's all well and good to be like, think positively, but yeah, that completely ignores like socioeconomic factors that mean people cannot think positively. Like, we're in a cost of living crisis. People literally can't heat their homes. Like, I've spoken to so many people this week where they've been like, my family can't afford to put the heating on. It's grim. And like, you can't lucky girl syndrome your way out of not being able to pay a heating bill.
Yeah.
So part of the like science-ish behind this, like the psychology behind this is the right word, is like confirmation bias. So like, okay, I'll give an example. So confirmation bias, last summer, right, I became convinced that peace lilies were having a massive moment because I'd walk, I'd walk through every garden, like I'd walk through Peckham and literally like every other garden would have a giant peace lily in the front of it. I'd look in windows, there'd be peace lilies. It's like, where have all these peace lilies come from? Mm-hmm. But because I was looking for peace lilies, they all appeared. That's what confirmation bias is. So if you suddenly say like, oh, I don't know, everyone thinks I'm a dick, you'll purposely pull out the ways in which people are saying to you, like you'll take from conversation that people think you're a dick when it's not actually there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there was probably no more peace lilies in Peckham than there was the year before, but suddenly I just noticed them, so therefore it was a thing.
Yeah, that's like that thing where, which I love when you find out a new word or you kind of notice a word and then you keep on seeing it everywhere, but you're only seeing it, it's always been there.
Yeah.
But
my word of the past 2 weeks for that is brazen. I keep saying brazen.
You're like, brazen, love this new word. Yeah. That's called frequency illusion.
Yeah.
Because it's called something phenomenon, I can't remember, but like frequency illusion, like you're only, it was always there, but you're hyper aware of it. So then you think, wow, like it's really jumping out at me, which is what this is as well.
And we have such a more like, so for example, we mentioned The Secret, the book. Mm-hmm. So I write about this extensively in my book. So like our parents' generation, for example, would have had to read a book or like watch Oprah or watch TV to learn about this type of thing, to learn about manifesting, to learn about the power of positive thinking. But now we're literally indoctrinated into pseudo-spiritual and wellness practices through Instagram, because even if you don't engage with them personally, if you're not following these accounts, it's likely that like an influencer you follow, like maybe the girl off Love Island that you like from that season, like Ekin-Su does it all the time, bless her heart. And she's posting like all of these kind of like positive mindset things.
Yeah.
And so it does infiltrate your brain without you even realizing it. And then the algorithm will push more and more to you. And then suddenly you're like, I'm manifesting without even, like it's like a subconscious practice and it's really deeply. And what I write about in my book is that the people that talk about manifestation and lucky girl syndrome and all of this online, it's actually just a really clever marketing tactic. I go into it better in my book, so I'm paraphrasing. So just like read it, because I haven't read it in like 9 months, so I can't remember properly what I wrote. But it's basically like, so for example, a Love Island, like a Love Islander or a celebrity or like an actress you follow. You can't actually buy all the shit they post. Like, you can't actually replicate their life, but you can replicate their thinking. And you'll keep following that person because you think they're giving you tips to live a better life and that, like, some of their sparkle will rub off on you. But really, it's untrue. That person is, like, a combination of privilege, lucky, and a celebrity. So, obviously, their life is going to look, like, immeasurable to most people's. And because we can't grab on to, like, the Vuitton bags or the Birkins or whatever, we can grab onto their thinking and feel like we're more like them than we actually are. So it's actually class warfare as well. Manifestation is is upper class indoctrination.
Also, like, do people not just realize it's just like pseudoscience? Like, I don't know. Is that offensive to say? Like, you can have
it's not offensive. I think people do realize that, but they also don't care. And like, I think that links to all the stuff we've been talking about on the internet about like media literacy and like separating fact from fiction. And like, the way I talk about it in my book is that like, it's not inherently harmful to involve yourself in spiritual practices, like in terms of tarot reading and blah, 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 blah. But this like manifestation thing is more inherently harmful than that, I think. But spirituality can be a way of like connecting with more people. Like, I've been seeing a lot and speaking a lot to people recently and like seeing a lot of culture where it's like, and I have no scientific fact for this, but like a lot of working class people and like people that I know, they're like working class parents or aunts or uncles or whatever, that were really into like the spiritualist church, for example. Mm-hmm. And it's like a way of community building in that respect. But this, what we're experiencing now, is like the other side of the coin, where it's like highly individualist, it's capitalist, it's marketing, it's all that other stuff.
Yeah. It's like, I have achieved this by positive thinking. I am so lucky. If you do the same thing, you could maybe be like me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe not.
Probably not. But you'll keep thinking it, because you have to keep thinking it, or there's no chance of it working ever.
So that's like toxic spirituality.
Yeah.
Whereas it's not about community. It's not about trying to share things with people.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Or doing someone's tarot to try and help them make sense of like what's going on in their life. It's like very individualistic, like you said.
Like, obviously, nothing is a monolith, is what we're trying to say here. And like, I think especially in our comment section, sometimes people that maybe don't listen to the episodes think we take like monolithic points of views on things. But what we're saying is like our generation and the generation below's uptaking of this is toxic, because it's all the worst parts of the internet that we talk about and call out all the time, like commodified social politics, commodified like, yeah, spirituality, commodified community,
mm-hmm.
to sell you an aspirational lifestyle that you're never going to achieve.
Yeah. But they'll make you think that you can achieve it.
Yeah, exactly. Because like that's like their relatability, because they have no relatability otherwise. Like, we've seen the rise of influencers becoming more and more unrelatable, even when like relatable things happen to them. Like Molly Mae getting burgled comes to mind, because yeah, that's an awful thing to happen to anyone, but the amount and like the worth that she had stolen from her just proves her like difference to all of us. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it's a way of them to be like, we are still just like you, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. I saw one video where someone was saying how they lucky girl syndromed their way into getting a house. And then it just, at the end of the video, she was like, yeah, so my boyfriend's parents gave us money to put down on a deposit. It's like, how the fuck did you manifest that then? I wish I could fucking manifest a deposit for a house. Like, you just got given some money. Yeah. You didn't manifest anything.
And I also feel like, I don't know, I just feel like it's really unnatural to, I'm not a overly positive person, right? I think I have my moments, but I wouldn't say me or you have.
No, we're like the two worst people. Definitely not.
But I feel like you have to take each day as it comes, right? And I feel like there are ways to implement, not like positive thinking, but like my mum, for example, is always a big believer in fake it till you make it in terms of like work and business and stuff like that. Like, and like oh, if you think you can't do something, just try because you might be better at it than you think. Like, I don't think that's inherently damaging. No. I don't think like trying to say stuff to yourself when you're having a bad day, like another thing my mom always says, like, it's a bad day, not a bad life. I think kind of stuff like that you say to yourself is helpful, but like building this whole like worldview around manifestation and that you can actually change your circumstances through just thinking that they'll get better is a load of shit.
Yeah, I like that. It's a bad day, not a bad life.
Yeah, it's cute, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really sweet. And I mean, yeah, I'm probably not the best person to talk about manifesting your way into happiness because I am, at the end of the day, a hateful bitch.
I am fucking miserable.
I think anyone that knows me in real life can vouch for that. So maybe I'm not the best person to talk about this, how to manifest your way into having a positive day. But I don't know, yeah, I think it's damaging to try and sell people a lie that they too can achieve success by just merely thinking about it.
And I also think, like, on the flip side of this, there's like some truth or like some way it can be twisted into talk about like trusting your intuition. So for example, if I have a bad feeling about going out, like whether it's to a pub or a party or whatever, I know I'm just going to have a shit night for that whole night, right? Mm. So it should be able to work the other way as well. Like if you feel negative about something, then maybe just think it's not good. Whereas like this would be like turn it into a positive and just like go because you might meet someone that changes your life.
Yeah.
So I'm not, though, am I? Like, I may as well just sit at home and I'm definitely going to regret going when I can't get an Uber home from central London in the middle of the night.
Why don't you just positively think your way to getting an Uber?
Yeah, I'll positively manifest my Uber.
Positive. Yeah, I think that trust in your gut, that's definitely a thing that I can believe in.
Something else that I'm really interested in talking about when it comes to this, though, is like another kind of through thread on all of the research in the articles is that, you know, this is coming from skinny, white, cis, able-bodied women that aren't, like, in inverted commas, checking their privilege.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of like a lazy critique and a lazy analysis because instead of talking about, like, why these women cannot understand that they are blessed and, like, don't correctly identify their, you know, blessedness in this world, we should, like, identify why these people feel inherently more lucky. Do you know what I mean? Like, instead of just calling them out, being like, oh, it's so this centric, I feel like it's more interesting to talk about why privileged people are more predisposed to thinking that they have been touched by something in the universe that means that they have a good life. Like, I talk about this in my book as well, and I've spoken about it on the podcast before, where there's been, like, sociological studies. I think the paper's called, like, Healthism. I can't remember who it's by, but if you Google, like, Healthism sociological paper, it'll come up, where it's like, yeah, middle and upper class people are more likely to feel like, you know, they are just naturally lucky and they can build good things for themselves, whereas that working class people do view it as a community effort. I think that's more interesting, like, trying to break down. It's like even feeds back into Nepo babies, right? Like, Nepo babies feel like they've worked hard.
Yeah.
Even though on a scale of, like, what hard work looks like. Like, they'll deny any privilege. And, like, I just don't think it goes far enough to say, like, these people deny their privilege. Okay, yeah, we get that. Like, rich people are always going to deny their privilege. Like, but what sets them up in the world to make them feel inherently blessed? Like, inherently lucky?
Because they don't have to struggle.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, we're not talking about that. Like, we think that if these lucky girls said, I'm a lucky girl, but I know it's because, like, I'm a cis, white, straight, skinny, able-bodied girl, we can go, okay. But that's not, like, enough. It's not enough. It doesn't actually address the inequality and, like, this worms for brains thinking that these people use to justify their existences.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it isn't technically their fault. You know, it is just a luck that they've been born into money or they look that way or whatever. But, yeah, I think people need to realise that, like, the world has kind of given them an upper hand.
It's just, like, such a surface-level internet rhetoric, isn't it? Like, these people haven't checked their privilege. And it's, like, because they don't have a structural understanding of how the world is built. That's why. So it's easier to point at, like, lucky girl syndrome, manifestation, the secret, than to go, oh, actually, the world's really unfair in a lot of ways. And, like, maybe my parents or maybe I have contributed to that.
Yeah. But they never will because they don't have the the ability to step back and realise that.
I wanted to say they don't have the moxie. I don't know why moxie came in my head.
They don't have the goddamn balls. Yeah, I just... they never will realise that.
That's where we need to push, we need to try and push this, this dialogue, this discourse, this rhetoric along, because it's like, it's not enough to comment on someone's TikTok, like, check your privilege. Like, we need to start deconstructing. And, I'm not saying don't, call out a rich person, don't attack a rich person, but what benefit does that have to our lives apart from just, having a little gripe at someone? We need to start. Yeah, we need to start deconstructing these systems from, the top up as much as we can, and also just stop entertaining, this absolute bullshit. What? If you were that girl, would you be a lucky girl? Would you think that? Probably.
Yeah.
So, we need to deconstruct this within ourselves too.
Yeah, and not fall into the trap. I don't know why, but this conversation's really reminding me of this. Do you ever see that video? It was, years ago, where this woman tries to get, stuff for free, and she, they make her look, really ugly. She has, no makeup on and is wearing, a hoodie. And then she, tries to get on the bus for free. She's like, oh, I have no money. They don't let her on. And then, the same woman, they proper, do her up and put loads of makeup on her, and then she tries to get on the bus for free, and then they let her on for free. It's, pretty privilege. These people need to realise that, they've been given an easier shot at life. It's not luck.
I haven't seen that video.
Came out 10 years ago.
Exactly. But I have seen, do you remember when Alfie Days tried to do it, the YouTuber?
No.
I wasn't into YouTube. I feel like I was already too old, but basically, for anyone that doesn't know, I went to sick form with Alfie Days, and I didn't know him, I wasn't his friend, but so I'd obviously look at the shit he was doing. And this is quite after I left college, but I think he went viral basically because he tried to do that challenge where he went into Krispy Kreme in Brighton and tried to get a free dozen and tried to do all of this, and everyone was obviously calling him out on his bullshit. And then I think that's where that meme came from, where he had to say he wasn't a Tory. Do you remember that?
I am not a Tory. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all of that stuff, right? I don't think our jobs as marginalized people is to deprogram inherently privileged people of their privilege. I don't think it's helpful. I was in an Uber. Sorry, this makes me sound like such a bougie cunt as well. I'm disabled, so I get Uber places. I'm just saying. So I was in an Uber and they had LBC radio on, and it was basically saying how because the government minister for women and health or whatever was a man basically.
Yeah.
So this man or someone in his team that was also a man wore something around his stomach that replicated the feelings of a period or of menopause, both maybe. And then everyone was going mental, being why does a man have to put on a thing to, believe our pain exists? Yeah. And it's exactly the same thing with what you just said. I'm not really interested in seeing pretty people, in inverted commas, ugly themselves out to realise how shit some other people's lives are.
Yeah,
what does that do for anyone?
Absolutely nothing. Yeah, this is it's just day to day for some people.
Yeah.
Yeah. People suck.
Yeah, it's just really depressing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't enjoyed deeping this so much because I feel really unoptimistic, which is the opposite of lucky girl syndrome.
Yeah.
I should get my head in the game.
We just need to manifest and lucky girl think our way into happiness and stop being so hateful.
It's not possible.
Silence. Silence. Yeah, so what do you think? It's just another repackaged positive thinking mindset that has been going since the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
This kind of thinking will always prevail.
I don't want it to, though.
Especially in times of dread and depression.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just I also think, it's fine. And we have been kind of infected with this type of thinking so much that even I find myself saying even as a joke, oh, I'm manifesting it. So it does become so ubiquitous, I suppose.
Mm,
need to get out of it.
Yeah. No more manifesting. I mean, if it makes you happy, whatever.
No.
But Yeah, it just, like, do you honestly think that's why you achieved the things that you achieved?
Plus, it also doesn't give you credit, like, for people that do work hard.
That's true, capitalism, yeah.
But, like, people that do, you know, make steps to achieve the things they want or have the things in life or have, like, a healthy relationship or anything, it's like, you didn't manifest it. Like, you have probably been a good person and made decisions that are good for you and you're just, like, living the life that you should because every human deserves a nice life.
This is true. You just did a good job.
Yeah.
Good job, kid.
Exactly.
I think that's a positive note, like, that you can just achieve great things because you are great.
Yeah.
Not because you fucking, some higher power gave you a job promotion. Like, you did it yourself. Well done. Yeah.
Well done. We're proud of you.
Yeah, we are proud of you.
I think that's a good place to wrap it up.
That's a lovely note to end on. Yeah, we are being so hateful, and now we acknowledge that everyone is great and we can all achieve great things ourselves. Yeah.
And we can all help other people.
This is true,
The grounds of liberation lies in community.
Yeah, fuck the higher power. Let's all achieve things together.
Yeah, work together.
Oh, God, and the sun has just come out as I've just said that, you know.
Well, it's gone away here.
Oh, shit. Positively think the sun back, Ione.
I'm being punished and you're being rewarded.
Oh, dear.
Well, thank you, Eden.
Thanks, Ione.
Don't be angry at us if there are any lucky girls listening. We're just jealous of your luck.
Yeah, we're so jealous.
Thank you, Olivia, for editing this episode. Thank you to Gina, Charlotte, Grace, Hattie, and Misha. We will see you next week. Bye-bye.
See you next week. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.